Well, actually, I hadn't thought too much about Vietnam as I was graduating from Holy Cross in 1967. A lot of my classmates had got into the National Guard. But I remember graduation, looking at all the ROTC graduates, Navy, Air Force, and thinking, you know, George, you need to defend your country, too. You need to fight for your country. And shortly after that, I found out I didn't think I was going to be drafted because I'm legally blind in my right eye, but I found out that I was going to be drafted. So I went to Washington, actually, to talk to my congressman, Silvio Conti, to see if he could get me into the Marines as an officer. And again, I wasn't able to get in the Marines because of the eye, but they said you could go to OCS, Officer Candidate School, in the Army. And that's what happened. A couple months later, I began my training at Fort Dix and then went to Fort Benning, Georgia, for my training to be an officer in Officer Candidate School. And it was there that I had an experience in my life which has stayed with me. Fort Benning and the training that I went through was the exact training that William Calley of My Lai went through 2 years before I did. And again, I was enthused. I wanted to fight for my country. And I remember one day, and this day it's as if it's happening again to me. We were sitting in stands, calling in airstrikes of napalm on these stick figures which were out in front of us. And while the jets were coming in and dropping the napalm, the first idea that was floated was these stick figures are gooks. They're not human beings. They're not Vietnamese. They're gooks. So the napalm, the demonization of people, and before I knew it, everyone in the stands were standing up yelling, kill, kill, kill. Now, at that moment, I looked around and I thought, you know, I don't really feel real comfortable here. But I also felt that napalm on my own skin. It was a visceral reaction. I don't know where it came from, but something inside me shifted. And that shift has accompanied me all my life. I'm very grateful you asked me to come on today, because when I tell that story, I always feel a little bit ashamed in a way, because so many of my countrymen went to Vietnam, fought in the war, went through much more than my napalm experience. But on reflecting on it today, I thought I might never have had that experience in Vietnam. Because if I went to Vietnam, which I realized, I would have had to have such a mindset that I could not let those events touch me. So it actually, I look back on it now and I say something was happening that was, I see good for me at that point. The shift inside me, I couldn't show that to the rest of the officer candidates. So I had to hide it because you couldn't tell them you were a little ambivalent about fighting. I had orders for Vietnam. I was on my way. I knew, A, if I went to Vietnam, I would have to shift my mindset so that there was no ambiguity. And I've always had great sympathy for soldiers who've had to fight. But I'm also aware of what has to happen in your head. Dorothy Day asked the question, what do we do to people when we train them to kill? But I knew if I went and I was going, I had to think that way. The second, which I kind of give myself credit for, I knew I had to find a really good sergeant who'd be able to tell me how to get through over there. You had to have the mindset because I would have been a first lieutenant commanding a platoon of people, and you couldn't gainsay it. But at that moment, something shifted in me. And, you know, if we think about why did that happen? I mean, and what shifted was this. The doubt has carried over to where, and it's part of the 60s in some way, a little distrust of authority. But more importantly, if we take that event and we think about what we're taught. As a Catholic young man growing up, there was an identity between being Catholic and being American. I mean, you felt that both of those went together. And if you wanted to get ahead, you treated both of those as equal. Today, I've moved to the point where I want my faith to drive my politics, faith to drive how I look at war, my faith to drive what happens to young people when they're suffering. So that moment shifted me, and I'm grateful for that.